Hey everybody, welcome back to Homeschool, the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers tell monologue jokes with a guest comedian, or in this case today, a comedy club general manager, while that person laughs, hopefully, maybe talks shit, or leaves the Zoom entirely. And then we just BS about life and comedy, and today we have a man of many names based on his social media. So we got Tony Martinez, Antonio Mart, Tone Loke. Hey, say hey.
What's up, everybody?
All right.
Happy to be here.
We're excited to have you. For people that don't know you or us, that's everybody probably listening. He used to be a GM at the best club, and one of the best clubs in the country, at Tacoma Comedy Club, and that's our home club, and we performed there all the time and got to know him, and he got to know our acts way too well, and that caused him to quit and move entirely across the country. Well, halfway across the country. Went to Colorado first, worked at a club there, and then got handpicked to go to St. Louis, Missouri, and run a Helium comedy club, and we're excited to see.
Finally, someone will get all these Saint Lunatics jokes in here, you know.
Yeah, we had some the last few weeks.
Yeah, I'm gonna start wearing jerseys backwards. We'll start putting
you know what I'm saying, dirty. I got you.
I used to make students when I was substitute teaching, and I'd call roll. They'd go right here, and I go, oh, actually, preferred if you say right her. It's because I'm from the dirty South, South Everett, and they'd be going, oh, this guy's hilarious.
Half of my staff says that. I'm like, then this is real. Like, it's not just a Nelly thing, huh? It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this is real.
Yeah, when I was there, I wanted to hear it, but, you know, and it's authentic. But the staff, you know, you don't really interact with the staff that much, and you don't really, no one in line really kind of had that accent, so.
Well, I interact with the staff, and I give them money, and I treat them well. But, yeah, people like Andrew just kind of, you know. Anyway, I have, I got Phoenix this Thursday. If you happen to be in Phoenix and you're listening, come out to Phoenix this Thursday, O'Connor's Pub. Whew, just the big time. And then Tucson, Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th. And then Boise, Idaho, October 22nd and 23rd. Those are the big ones coming up. Andrew, what you got?
I'm at Laugh Camp in St. Paul, Minnesota. They finally put me on the website.
Me too. It's official.
You're on the website also.
I made it.
So they have no feature act. It's MC and headliner only. They're still recovering from COVID for the next couple years. But after that, I'm on tour with Hofstetter for the month of November. But Corey and I, Portland, Eugene, and Bend, Oregon, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That is official. We're canceling Houston. We're going to do Renton, probably. And
I canceled that Houston gig, and he still hasn't replied, but I'm like, all right.
Well, you know, he's an idiot. So, you know, it took him 10 days to get on the website, and that's what they get. And then they moved us to the smaller
room. They try to move us to small.
We can't be contained with 80 seats. We're gigantic.
We're
comedians.
Huge stars.
Yeah. So
23 people listen to our podcast every week, and
that's
you
fine.
We can't do it. Tony, who's not selling tickets at the club? who should people come see?
Who should people come see?
Yeah, or what's coming up this weekend? Or I don't know.
Who are
know?
Your favorite comics? I'll look up the calendar and tell you who you should actually go see.
But, my favorite, I got to go with Chad Daniels.
Aha. Ooh. Is he coming? I wonder if he'll make it out your way. That'd be fun. He's in with the Helium, so you'll probably see him.
Yeah.
I don't recognize anybody Beyer, on this. I like her
a lot. What's that?
Nicole Byer, I like her a lot.
Ah, yeah. Well, great. Well, we're going to do the jokes. That's what we're going to do next. We're excited for the jokes and for you to hear some shit we wrote this week that you've never heard us say before, because you've heard us say every other joke we have, probably. But first, a 3-second pause, because I don't know how to edit things.
Okay.
every time. Howdy, baby. Homeschool, number 63. How about that? 63 weeks in a row. It just seems like just last week I wanted to quit.
You actually did ask me if you could quit last week. So
well, I guess that makes sense. We only have 23 listeners, but, you know, it's an exciting week. My album is here. I had to listen to it like 27 times during the editing process, but I still put it out, which means it's really good. And it's playing exclusively on Pandora for the next week. And the album is called For the Wrong Reasons, and it's about how I can't find an exclusive release.
I see. Well, congratulations. I'll listen to it like I listen to Watermelon Sugar Pie. Callback on mute.
On mute.
Yeah. And I promise to leave it playing on Pandora and on my Amazon Alexa. Oh, she heard me. Nonstop when it's full release, when you fully release. Hey, it's a cool dream to have realized, though. Any regrets?
Well, you know, starting comedy in general, not going to the gym in my 20s, not closing the deal with the horny chick from TV, but you know, it's life. You just, you learn to live with regrets, you know?
Well, I meant just like on the album. I mean, you recorded it in July. Any jokes you wish you could have done or
sorry,
have done?
I thought I was in Zoom therapies for a second, but... unlike my therapist, you're awake and wearing pants, as far as I know. Well, maybe not. But all the jokes hold up pretty well. There is a line where I say, like, hey, we made it out of this pandemic. And, well, oof. That did not age well. But July was a great month. I was very optimistic for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Ooh, I like the sound. I wonder how many times we're going to finally be over this COVID. You know, like, if it's like herpes, it'll be cured every 11 to 8.
Never be over it.
It's never going to be over. It's, we got
but I'll tell you, it's cured every 8 to 11 months.
There are going
to
be pills for it, but we'll never be over it.
I mean, we'll just, it's like Corey's herpes, you know, we just won't talk about it anymore. You know, it's there,
and it
we
doesn't
just
exist.
Accept it, and we move on with our lives, you know? I think it really depends on how long the politicians can use it for, you know?
Well, we got another election coming up. Everyone make mask mandates great again.
I can see the slogans now. Vote blue or your grandma will turn blue because she can't breathe.
Yeah, I see. It might need some work, but I don't hate it. Vote red to speed the spread.
They're already doing mask mandates out here. And it's crazy to me because, like, I meet military people. And I'm like, yo, we had to go through this. Like, we had to get our shots.
Right.
Day one of basic training. Like, we had to get them. They're like, no, you can't tell me what to do. It's my body. I'm like, why don't you want to protect your kids and your family? What the fuck is so crazy about it?
Protect and serve, I thought. I don't know.
Yeah, funny.
Well, listen, don't worry. In a few years, nobody will even care. You got that whole thing wrong on your album because nobody will be alive listening to albums. So,
wow. You're really, you know how to lift my spirits and my penis. But
your dead grandma's spirit.
Well, my grandma ain't the only thing coming back from the dead.
Woo, boy.
Yeah, well, thank God. Well, no one will hear my, you know, could have been worse. At least there's not a bunch of jokes about how Joe Biden's going to save America and not put kids in cages. That would have been embarrassing.
Hey, at least his gas prices are going down.
Yeah, I did think it's funny. Everybody's like, it's the summer, and it's like October, and they're still, well, shit. But I feel you.
Know anything?
I feel you. It could be embarrassing. Like, I'd hate to be on a record talking about how I love my hair and I'll kill myself if I lose it, or how I'd never quit teaching, and if I stopped teaching, clearly it was totally my choice. And
I would
how
never
happy
sleep with a student.
No, God, no. And how happy my wife and I are.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot can change in a few months.
Sounds like well. That's why the best comedians wait 12 years to release an album. But I'm excited to get some royalty payments. You know, I got a few things on my vision board that need to be purchased, and most of them are escorts.
I don't know, maybe an 87 Ford Escort or some used up woman on Highway 99. But I listen, unless your album is more popular than mine, I wouldn't go counting your chicks before the hatch, right? I judging my Dry Bar special and it having 25 more million views than yours, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, these royalty payments aren't what you think they're going to be. At least that's what I keep telling the women calling for child support.
Oh, come on. But so I'm not going to be able to afford a membership at Mar-a-Lago?
I mean, I got an escort story for you guys.
He's got an escort. He's got an escort in the room.
In the closet, right? Tied up on the bed right now?
What's hey, going? Time out.
Hey, be right back. I got to get my escort.
What a coincidence.
They're everywhere in St. Louis.
This is you can find Costa Rica.
Ooh, that's her name? No, oh, was that where you got it?
All yeah, right. I was in Costa Rica one time.
Uh-huh.
And this fucking, you know, prostitution is legal out there.
Okay.
Hey, let's so, Google some
theaters. Alexa, book a trip to Costa Rica.
Me and my two best friends, we had, all three of us has just recently gotten broken up with. From our girlfriends.
All right.
We were like, let's go to fucking Costa Rica. And we didn't know at the time that prostitution was legal. So we're like, well, let's just go.
I just found out.
Yeah. We go. But
and Corey studies world history, like, for that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like, I was, I think, 25 at the time.
Okay. So where is test we're requirements just for the final. Name the 23 countries where prostitution is legal.
You graduate.
We go for fun. My so buddy comes back from Afghanistan. My other buddy comes back from Iraq. And they're like, let's just fucking get out of here.
Love it. Okay.
So we go. We fly to Costa Rica. We book a car. And they're just like, you know what? Let's just drive. So we just started driving.
Did you have you didn't have a hotel booked or anything?
Were you in a 87 Ford Escort by chance?
She was born in 87. Ooh, wait, is that the right amount?
Good year.
And then did you guys all get one? Did you get one? Did you get one and share her?
Uh-huh. In a place called Antonio Manuel.
Oh, that's close to your
Yeah. So we're just like at the bar and we're thinking
that was the escort's name.
Well, that was the name of the town we're in. And we thought she liked us. Like, well, yeah. So our friends came over and we're like, oh yeah, we're going to fuck. Let's do this. Like, why not?
Oh, wow.
We go back to the hotel rooms. We had two rooms between the three of us. I'm like, what's it going to cost?
Hey,
I'm
you
like,
wait in the hallway and
tag team.
We're like, what do you mean, what's it gonna cost? Like, we don't pay. Like, what is happening right now?
Oh,
she said what's it gonna cost.
Yeah.
Ah,
so we told him, we're like, no, we're not doing this. We're not paying for a fucking vagina. We're not doing this shit.
And they bounced, or did they go, all right, fine?
They try to convince us to pay sure. for it.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later,
so how much did you spend?
Yeah, the pimp showed.
Yeah.
Oh man.
With fucking three goons with fucking machine guns.
What?
We're all military guys, like me, my two buddies, but like, we can't stop this.
Right. Well, you know, yeah. I mean. I don't think you packed your AR-15, probably.
No. So wow. We explained to him, like, this is not what we do. This is not what we're about. We didn't know there's going to be money involved. Yeah. And then the guy, the main dude, looked at the broad and was like, you didn't tell him there was money before you came here. And he smacked her. So then I got pissed. I went after him. And my friends pulled me back, like,
Captain Save-A-Hole
can't be the
over
hero.
Here.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh man, this is just twists and turns all around. I would never. Yeah, I wouldn't think he would take your side. It's like,
and then you fuck the pimp.
How about we just pay you $75 and you can go away? Like, all right, we'll take it.
Oh wow. Well, that sounds
that's
like worked out.
That is a happy ending for that story.
in Dubai, there's a bar, there's multiple bars, but it's all women who are African, and that's how everyone knows. They're just all African women, and I certainly didn't know, and this gal was chatting me up, and I was like, oh, she's very nice. That's very sweet of her to just...
I think the first clue was that she was into you.
I know. I was so confused, and
I don't even have to pay her. This is new. Okay.
The booker was like, "Oh, don't go any further than a chat." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I don't even know what's happening right now." She just came out of nowhere and was very, very nice. And they're like, "Yeah." And I go, "Oh, I see what's happening."
Would you not be allowed to? Is that like?
I think she would have encouraged it. Actually, the booker, she's a fun gal. She would have.
Oh, but she said don't go any further than a chat or whatever.
She just didn't want me to lose my money.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
She knew what was going on.
Yeah, she was, and I probably could have gone like, oh, I know what's happening, and she would have been like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
I got this. I'm a professional.
Done this many times before, but. Well, I mean, Mar-a-Lago, that's probably, there's probably a few escorts there and prostitutes, right? You're not going to be able to afford a membership, Andrew. Maybe you could get, I got it, an Instacart.
Oh, hey, listen, fame can't change me. I'm still the same old pimp. I buy my own groceries.
Oh, well, people are going to recognize you now. They know who you are, the distinctive hair.
Well, if they see me today, they going to see me tomorrow, because I'm be in Circuit City buying DVDs and aisle three, eating fries from your local Mickey D's, dirty.
What? I don't, what the fuck just happened?
It's a Murphy Lee song. Come on. Don't you know?
I know Murphy Brown.
Oh, man. I don't think you're allowed to call him that.
Oh, okay. Well,
God,
I don't know.
I can't believe you. Such distinguished tastes and...
Andrew, yeah, when you rap, you look like a long-haired Eminem. That's it.
Kind of fun.
Well, I'm just saying how embarrassing it must be to be talking about Circuit City on an album and then they go out of business, you know? At least my jokes will be more relevant than that.
Sure, but you're talking about Murphy Lee on a podcast in 2021, and I think he went out of business, so...
pretty sure.
Yes.
I haven't heard from him. He had one album, just like me. Well, I hate Instacart anyway. You know, the whole point of the app is to not shop, but the whole time they text you like, hey, I can't find the gold condoms or the almond milk. And you have to be like, no, it's the other side of the store because it's my store. It's, you know, look behind the nuts. It's the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, that's where I look for the gold condoms is behind the nuts. But they always have to send you a photo, too. Is this like, is this the right one? You're like, no, that stuff gives me a rash. if it happens, then I gotta send you photos, and you don't want that.
Yeah, and if I get a rash, I'm making you buy the cream for it. So wow. Be right back on this app. You don't want that.
Sometimes there's not no cream, and it's a fucking pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, pills, well. Speaking of cream, your album isn't the only thing coming prematurely.
Well, it's a good thing your album is out because our other jig is up. Instagram took down our sexy beach post for too much ass. Adult sexual solicitation, apparently.
That's literally what it says. Crazy. Those pics were so hot they must have, contributed to global warming. You know?
He said sexual solicitation?
Yeah.
Well, it's not working.
I haven't got nothing.
Got nothing.
I got evidence. You're wrong, Instagram.
Well, no wonder it came so fast. Her wetlands are getting warmer.
Wow. Speaking of the condoms, by the way, speaking of those, your album is on Raw Dog.
That's right, but it's not my fault. The Instacart lady couldn't find my magnums.
Ah, I gotcha.
Went for the ice cream bar, and I was like, no, it's big and chocolatey also, but different kind of...
Full of cream.
Full of cream. Ice cream.
I use a Magnum ones.
Oh, my God. Would you tie the knot at the end?
Bad. I was like, it'll stick, but like it's falling off.
Well, let's get back to the album here. How do I promote this album, you know? Like, I was thinking of, like, some promo stunts. You know, my dad lived on a billboard for a week, and he buried himself in concrete. I don't know if I'm up for any of that, so I'm just going to give away a free iPad on Facebook or YouTube.
I mean, I'll duct tape you to a goalpost and let high school kids bully you. That'd be fun. But listen.
I was like, my high school all over.
You're not going to do any of those things? You're going to be a disappointment to your father in so many more ways than one. What this iPad thing, what are the contest rules going to be, and how can we rig it so that I win?
Oh, well, I think they have to leave a comment on the post and tag three friends. That way I can reach a new audience, and then I pick one random comment, and as long as it shows that they are subscribed, I'll give them the iPad.
Ah, like random by random comment, you mean hot girl. I'm going to leave a comment that says horny.
Oh, the iPad comes preloaded with my dick. Store-bought, I thought.
Weird, I don't even know how they had that. It's crazy. And it's it's a 10-inch iPad. Doesn't even fit. So I'm going to leave a comment.
Why does this iPad have a gold wrapper?
Rose gold. I'm going to leave a comment. Here, I got an idea. I'm going to leave one that's a comment that just says, horny singles near you. Increase my chances that you pick me, right?
Nice try. I'm going to have a contest website pick it, so I'm not influenced.
Yeah.
I'll just go until it picks the hot girl. But but I wonder if the website will pick the spam robot, you know, a little robot-on-robot love connection there.
Ooh.
What's exciting, though, is I don't get any downvotes on Pandora counted against me for the first week. So they want to give it a decent sample size, and they're going to give me a gentle push downhill and let gravity take over. But even if I do get a bunch of trolls, I'm blaming the Amy Schumer fans, you know?
Ah, well, I'll give you a decent size sample, but or her, or you, whatever, Tony. I doubt any of that's going to happen to you, by the way. Your special is going to actually be good. And,
shots fired, Amy Schumer. You suck balls. All right.
You didn't wear leather. You should have worn leather.
I still need a booker.
Well, hey, that's the jokes.
Our guest this week, frontman of the R&B group, Tony.
And DJ Quick. Yeah, man, that's crazy that to kind of follow what's been happening to you, because it's been, what has it been over the course of the last year and a half? I mean, when did you go to Colorado?
A year and a half ago.
Man, you just bounced COVID. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And, the club was open when you went?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. They don't care. And
I was trying to get them where they should be.
Yeah.
They didn't establish it. They didn't understand it. I was like, all right. When my
brother
contacted me, I was like, all right, I'm out. Let's go.
Yeah, you were saying they just didn't let you're like, hey, I ran one of like the best clubs in the country, and the guy was like, I got this.
We're the best in the country. I know what I'm doing.
Right. That's crazy. Three E's. We're talking shit about three E's. Am I allowed to say it? Too late.
Nah.
But, and then you went out to, so the thing that I wanted to talk about, so you went out to St. Louis, Missouri, you're working at Helium, and like you start out like literally like the guy who's GM just bounces, and then you're like, all right, it's mine now. Like, how'd that go?
I mean, it was fine. It was nothing. We just, between Jason and I, were figuring everything out. He was kind of being absent for the last 4 to 5 years. Like
4 to 5 years?
No.
Okay. Like,
I'm going to figure this shit out. I got you guys. Just give me the numbers.
Nice. And Brad Upton's come through?
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he goes, he's like, hey, that staff loves me. And I was like, oh, is that right? And I said, like, tell me about it. And he goes, well, it's an almost entirely staff of black folks. And when he does his, like, honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow joke, mm-hmm. he's like, they all were like, ah, this old white man crazy. That was his impression. I was impersonating him.
Cancel.
Doing an impersonation of them. But you were there that night, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Is it fun to like have, like, who else has come through that you know?
Oh shit! Bill Bellamy's come through.
Oh, that's right.
Bruce Bruce has come through. Earthquake has come through. A lot of people.
Any white guys?
I can't think of anybody that came through.
They brought me out here for a reason, because I'm good with, as they say, I'm the urban conductor.
Well, you had we stopped by with Hofstetter and that tour. That was like one of my favorite shows. I actually posted a clip from that night. That was like sold out on, I think it was like a Wednesday or something crazy. You were saying that you like, it's hard to find staff right now because the unemployment, people will like call and make a appointment to come in for an interview and then just not show up because that's all they need to do to keep the employment coming.
Sure.
Are you still there? Are you worried about your drinking this morning?
Frozen. Well, yeah, they, that's, I hear those stories, but I haven't talked to anybody who actually is experiencing it. Are you like actually literally experiencing people being like, hey, I just need to use you so I can keep getting unemployment?
Yes.
Do they flat out tell you, or you just know?
Just know.
Yeah. Who has Chad Daniels come through?
No, he has not.
All right. Yeah,
anybody recognize you, or like, are the relationships you have from Tacoma basically so that like, now that someone comes through, they're like, I remember you from Tacoma. What are you doing out here or whatever?
No, I've had comics that recognize me and that want to fucking hang out. But at the same time, when I don't get them, it's dead to me.
But you said somebody came. Was it Bellamy? Somebody came and was like, oh shit, you're that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Man of many words.
Let's see what else.
You know, if you nod and smile, that's good for the audio version of the podcast.
Andrew, you haven't seen Chappelle's special, Andrew?
I have not. A lot of reviews, you know, a lot of people I follow are kind of going, there's no punchlines and whatever, but I wasn't a big fan of the last few that he put out, so I'm going to give it a minute to simmer on this one.
Yeah, I think I don't know if you've seen any of the last ones, Tony. I've seen all of the recent ones. I mean, then there was the one like at his own outdoor thing that was like everybody was calling brilliant. And right. I think it had like, in my estimation, sort of one big joke. That was it. But I mean, it seems like he's doing like comedy TED Talks. And I think that's pretty cool because he seems pretty wise on a lot of things, so I like oh, that's a great point and that's interesting, there's a lot of that, but yeah, I'd vote for more more jokes, more punchlines, but and then you go like, did that really happen that way how you just described it? And I mean, you kind of want to be like, oh, you know, it's Chappelle, yes, of course it happened, he wouldn't just lie about something up there. But yeah,
I don't know. He's been hanging with Kanye a bunch. I worry that's the bad influence, you know. My manager said that they both stopped by the stand. Kanye came by, and so
really?
I don't know. Maybe Kanye's gonna be in Helium in St. Louis in a few weeks. But it's fucking. This is why I'm saying, like, this is why I saw actually this someone. This tweet really pissed me off. Well, it made me. It was like, stand-up comedy doesn't exist to push boundaries. It exists to sell alcohol in dark to people already too drunk to get served at other places on slow nights and bars. The job of comedian isn't to challenge people or speak truth to power. The job is to email people you don't respect who happen to own a thing and beg for a chance to do your art hobby in public and then never hear back. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you can just rent a theater and, like, right. That's my whole, like, we're getting pushed out because of various reasons. We don't sell enough or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like, who cares? You know, if you're not an industry darling, make your own, you know, figure out a way. And this comic that posted this damn tweet has got way better credits than me. So, like, you know, we don't follow each other, so I'm not going to message him my secrets, but.
Right.
It's just,
right, well,
like,
I mean.
Figure it out.
Yeah, and Tommy and Tony witnessed
and
it with
art.
You guys.
Yeah.
And Tony witnessed it with you guys coming through on a Wednesday and able to sell out on a Wednesday. And but that was at a club, I know. But still, it's like, hey, well, we've been doing it. We've just been finding venues. I mean, I'm at O'Connor's Pub in your head.
I'm at Maltese Pizza Pasta. Like, it's not about, you know.
Right.
This whole gatekeeper thing is all, it's removed, I feel like.
Wait, I think we lost Tony.
All right, well, I figured that was going to happen. I've never seen someone actually just quit the podcast.
Usually happens during our jokes, but.
Right. He's like, this conversation's pretty boring. Does he know? Is he.
Well, anyway, so.
Is he there, or did the laptop close? Like, it's still connected.
I think it is. I think he's still on the call.
All right.
We'll see if he gets back. Maybe. Well, he didn't want us to see that prostitute.
that escort on his fucking.
She was walking by in the background.
It all changed when he went to get the escort. I swear to God.
Well, and you know, it's like there's, you know, sometimes on Zoom meetings and you're being professional, you got shit going on in the background. Lost it.
All right. Well.
Oh, I love it. Well, he might listen, so we better, yeah. We lost our guest, maybe a bad connection. I think there was a bad internet connection or something.
Yeah, that,
like that so.
The internet really causes a laptop screen to fold down in the middle of a conversation.
It happens. Oh, I love him.
You know.
Love him. All right, well, I can't
that wait. Strong internet Wi-Fi knocked his laptop over.
I'm crying. Well... Speaking of,
it all happened so fast.
Closing by a titty, he was like, nope. He's like, nope, I'm
kept
out.
Trying to talk to him, and he, you know, all right. Well, we love That's you, Tony. Right. He was probably out till 4 in the morning trying to work hard at the comedy club or something.
I think it's a stressful gig he's got going there, and he works his ass off from like, every time I talk to him, he's like, headed into the club right now.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
Like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And
that is true. It's probably 3 p.m. over there and time to almost
3 o'clock. And
maybe he got a call or something. Well,
yeah. Well, it's a good club, but it's just like Tacoma, open every night almost. So
that's true.
He's got to be there almost every night, I bet. Well, anyway, we'll keep chatting for a little bit.
Can't
I haven't. I've watched half of Chappelle. You haven't watched it.
Why'd you only listen to half of it?
Squid Game stinks. I had to go. It wasn't like I was like, I can't do this. I had to.
Halfway into Chappelle, you're like, you know what? Just let me close this thing.
Shut it. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Go call a prostitute. But.
Boy.
It's just a lot of, you know, he's making some great points. And the interesting thing to me as a white straight guy. Is like a lot of his points that he's trying to make are like, hey, black folks have been talking about these kinds of oppressions for a very, 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 very long time. And so it is interesting when I see on Twitter, it's like a large portion of the people criticizing him are white women. And I kind of go like, I think they get what he's saying. But
is that just because you only follow white women?
Like, no, these are
I just
people
see like comics, you know. I don't really look at like.
Well, white women comics.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like if someone else likes it, I see it.
Sure,
I don't.
Sure. Yeah.
These aren't even people I'm following.
Yeah.
or the criticism. A little bit of Facebook, I guess. But and that's, I mean, I think their criticisms are valid because I don't think he really knows that much about trans folks, but he just keeps talking about them on every special. And so that's just like, if somebody, some white guy just has said, on my last three specials, I'm just going to talk about black men. Just a lot about black men and how black men treated me and how I fought a black man and how he tricked me into thinking he wasn't a black man. I don't know how that would work, but you'd be kind of like, why are you doing that? Why do you
Seemed
keep doing
obsessed.
this? Right. So that's a lot of the tweets and comments are like, man, you seem really. But he's also trying to sort of defend his position on why he's been talking about. And then he had a friend who was famous who committed suicide. I don't really know. And she was trans, and I don't really know who that is. And but I only got halfway through. I can't really even talk. I don't know. I don't know nothing about nothing. But that thing you're saying is like, so that person tweeted that, and sure, that's a good point, but like.
Like I
Is
get like I
he,
get like being dramatic for Twitter. You know
sure.
what I mean? I think
Little
that's the point.
hyperbole, little, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of like, look at me, I'm fighting against the man, and I'm but it's
Sure.
also like,
I hate those tweets.
yeah,
I
it's
mean,
like you're it's hack.
nobody's
It's
ever
like,
booked me. Nobody's ever, now I got the number two album in the country.
No one believed in me. Now I have 100,000 TikTok followers. Shut up, Steve. You have a million followers on everything. A lot of people said comedy wouldn't work, but I proved them. No one said, stop making this out to be against me. Like, no, like,
What's that joke? Oh, this Margazzi joke is like you hear that like 6'8", 280-pound guy be like, these are for athlete be like, these are for all the people that didn't believe in me. Like, nobody once said maybe you could be an offensive lineman. Like,
Your high
just
school
say
teacher just said that you should also do math homework. That's not believing in you.
it's both,
That's very
and it's not
different.
either or.
Corey, never. Do you ever have a student that has been like, well, that you cared about? Obviously not, but like,
Well,
you have to. Where's the opportunity to like encourage their dream, you know?
Here's where I question a lot of
Because
those
are they, aren't
stories.
they like often like, I want to be an astronaut or I'm gonna be like.
Well, we talk about the, I don't know if you talk about the podcast, but I've said a lot that they, a high school kid thinks there's like 10 jobs in the world until you tell them there's more. And so they go, doctor, lawyer,
I was gonna be a
teacher,
lawyer,
veterinarian, businessman, whatever the fuck that is, or whatever their parents were, teacher, whatever, nurse. And then like kids like who want to be a veterinarian, you're like, okay, well, you're gonna see a lot of dead animals, and a lot of animals are gonna die and come in really hurt. And they're like, oh shit, I just like animals. That's why I want to be a veterinarian. And you're like, yeah, it's bad for
I
you.
want to be an OBGYN. No, you're gonna see a lot of bad vaginas. No, I just like them. I thought this would be fun.
No, they don't come to you looking pristine.
No one comes when it's in working order.
That's fun. So you tell them there's a, and then the quote, the 10 most in-demand jobs as we speak right now didn't exist 10 years ago. So this idea that
Escort.
at 15 that you're gonna be a whatever, one kid was like adamant, I'm gonna be a diesel mechanic for the Seattle bus system or whatever, King County, whatever. And I was like, I mean, by the time you graduate and get to a point where you've trained for that, it might be there's not gonna be diesel engines anymore in buses for all we know. So
Well, even
don't
like
be
LA
like,
is saying like no more gas cars in like 10 years or something like that,
Oh, wow.
some shit. So
But yeah, but ultimately, what questions kids is because like one kid online, I saw him comment on something of mine, like "fuck that guy." At Sequoia, he was my English teacher at Sequoia High School, and he was such a dick. And da 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 da. And I was like, never taught English, never taught at Sequoia. So that's how much I put stock into things that they remember 10 years later. Is like they don't remember. It's like a person after a comedy show going, "Oh,
I like
Andrew,
the
I love
joke
those."
about being a black guy from Carolina, and you're like, not at all about me. Yeah.
I took my shirt off and waved around my head like a helicopter, but that was white the whole time.
That's great. You can't believe you get that reference. I'm proud of you sometimes. In first grade, I had a teacher really stunt my dreams because we had one of our assignments. They cut up all these pieces of paper and it said, "How do you get to school?" And there's like a photo of a bus and a photo of a car and a walking and a whatever, ride a bike. And there was a hot air balloon just as a joke, I guess. And I just did, I chose hot air balloon. I was like, "This is how I get to school." And she's like, "But how do you actually get?" I'm like, "No, I take a hot air balloon."
Fun. So, see, I don't know how I would have handled it exactly, but like, we talk a lot about in teaching, or I don't know, it's about we, but I read a lot about how, like, stunting kids' creativity is really bad. Creativity is the only thing that's not easily exportable overseas, and computers can't do it. We're the ones that can do it.
For now.
Yeah, I know. Our minds can create.
Corey, you're an asshole.
Shit.
Dick face.
Man, this computer's good. But yeah, so like, and like, one of the things we do with young kids is we condition them. We go, "What's your favorite animal?" And it's like, kids are like, "I love them all." And you're like, "No, but you have a favorite. What's your favorite?" And then they learn that there's a hierarchy of things, and some things are better than other things. Yeah. And you really condition them into that. And just like we were talking, instead of either or thinking, which is sort of what British education and then American education is built on, we try and create both and thinking. Like, you don't have to be either or. Because either
so you're
or,
trying to send all of our kids to improv school?
Well, no, but either or.
No, kids, it's yes and.
Yes and.
Go with it.
But either or creates this scenario where there has to be a hierarchy because you've made it that way. So then every time you interact with anything, disabled, able-bodied, black, white, you know, American, not American, Christian, not Christian, Muslim, Jewish. You create a hierarchy because you've been taught your whole life that
either
when there's
or,
a group
yeah,
of things that's either this or it's that, and one's bad and or one's good and the rest aren't as good. And so instead you kind of go both and, like, and that's why teaching social studies was so interesting or fun, because you could go like, even with yesterday was Columbus Day, even with that you can kind of go like, well, 1492, you know, I mean, was it a sign of the times? Was it, you know? And then you can have some perspective as opposed to just being like, he's an insane, awful, terrible, rapist, murdering, pillaging piece of shit, awful
Look,
person.
Everybody was raping and pillaging back then. It just was part of the time.
Well, Elie Wiesel, who was in Nazi Germany, I don't know about Germany, he might have been in Polish camps, but he's like the most famous former Holocaust survivor, wrote about it. He wrote Nights. It's a great book.
More than Anne Frank?
Still living. How about that? Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. But she wasn't in the camps. You know, she was.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he was in the
camp. I thought she eventually got caught. I don't know if I made it to the end of the book.
Well, so anyway, so they, she's hiding in the attic and shit.
Dear diary, boys won't like me at school because I'm Polish.
Well, anyway, so he in an interview once, it was so poignant, he goes, because it was Oprah. Oprah was like, "Oh, what monsters?" Because she was taking a tour of Auschwitz, I think, and she saw like the hair and the little baby shoes, and she's like, "Just monsters." And he goes, "No, that's not a great way to think about it. If you think about it as like they're just all monsters, then you can go, well, monsters do this. Nobody I would ever interact with would ever treat somebody like this." And he's like, they had parents who they loved. They had kids that they loved. They were human people who loved other people. And if you just write it off as, oh, just monsters do that shit, then you're never gonna, then stuff like this, maybe not a Holocaust, but can happen again because you just assume, well, only terrible, awful people would treat me badly.
Well, it is happening, you know, all over. So
right, not at the same level, but yeah, there's and it's you know, and if you and just for your everyday relationships, if you go, well, only an awful, terrible person would, you know,
say a mean thing or you know whatever,
say mean things to me or. Go outside the marriage,
not buy my album, or
not buy my comedy album. That's tough. But yeah, I mean, if I was just like only awful people have sex with your best friend, then I'd be like, well, I mean, and then that means that my ex is an awful, terrible person. Well, she's
well,
not.
Case closed, I think.
She's a lover.
That'll put her in the concentration camp.
put her on a train, choo-choo.
You were gassing her up.
Gas him up. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I like the perspective, yeah.
It's but it was always nice to be teaching history allowed you to be kind of like, listen. Now your end conclusion can be like, oh, that's awful. Obviously, you're gonna be like, that's an awful, terrible thing to do. They were awful people. They were whatever. But they, you gotta keep perspective that they loved people and people loved them, and they were typical average folks, and they got conned, you know. So.
It's an interesting part to this COVID thing that
there you go. I mean, awful people don't get the vaccine. Well, right. No. They have people love them. They love people. They love their kids. They just are convinced it's the right thing for whatever reason.
I don't know if you knew Ricardo Flanagan.
I did. I just saw
the
news. Yesterday.
Yeah, he just passed away.
I saw that. People were hesitating to say why, but then I saw his last tweet, so it seems like it was insane, man.
So it's interesting, too, about that is it's disproportionately affecting African-Americans, you know? And I know that's like there's probably a vitamin D thing in there, but, you know, those are the things that make me wonder, like, you know, would America take this more seriously if it wasn't just, you know, minorities?
Well, if it's kids, we would. I think it's old people, so we're like, whatever,
right?
It's minority folks, so
hey,
like,
you had
whatever.
Your life, good time to die.
Yeah, get out of here. But kids, if it was killing puppy dogs, I think we would probably fucking go nuts and go crazy and try and fix it. But if it's killing old people and people of color, we're like, nah. Come on, it's the blue.
So, Squid Game, you watch any of this yet?
I haven't watched the Memories watched the whole thing while I was out of town, because she watches things when I'm out of town she thinks I won't like.
Do you like what's the Black Mirror, Black Planet, Black
Black Mirror? Anything sci-fi, I'm real hesitant on, and I know that's not.
So like
more psychological.
Yeah, it's
thriller.
Like Saw, but also like Black Mirror-y, but also like they basically I'm not spoiling anything necessarily.
Sure,
They abduct a bunch of people, and that are sort of down on their luck, and they offer them prize money, and we're just gonna play some games, and then every game if you lose they murder you.
Ah.
And so it's a fun. Thing, and they put them in this secret building, and they go red light, green light. How hard is that? And then they're all running, and then as soon as they stop, if they move, a machine gun just comes out of the wall and shoots everybody. So it's fun.
I'm gonna watch it because everybody's talking about it. That's
that's kind of why I started. Like 10 minutes in, I was like, I don't know if this is for me.
Right.
But now I'm hooked, and I can't. I was up till 3 a.m.
Oh.
But there's like it brings
now
in,
just the escort.
Hey, it brings up some of the same topics of like, hey, this guy is old. There's like a I don't know. They don't say how old he is in there, but they form groups. You know, they form like teams at certain points, and they all like team up, and then they're like, well, we got the old guy on our team. This fucking sucks. We might need to use our strength for this thing. But then it turns out the old guy knows a secret, you know, and it's all happy. But then there's a moment where they're like, I deserve to live more than you. And it's like, you know.
That's wild. Oh, man.
Yeah. Fun.
I like that. I love psychological stuff. So I'm cool with that.
I feel like I love the old guy. I feel like they could have made this 22 minutes an episode with commercials, just because he takes 20 minutes to talk every time. what was the other note I wrote down?
Interesting.
today,
Junior.
Oh, there's like a secret. There's like a cop that tries to like infiltrate the whole operation, you know. So he's like undercover, kind of like hitman-y. Like he'll like kill one person, take their disguise, and then like fit in. And but he's like recording everything on a phone. And I'm like, what kind of phone battery does this guy? He's been at this fucking camp for 7 days, like recording everything through his sleeve or whatever. And he's like making notes at night as soon as the lights go out under his blanket. He's like, they're keeping him in chains and they're doing this and the mask and whatever.
Is it the future per se, or
it's a good question.
A time frame?
It doesn't say. I don't think it says in 1995,
sure.
But
and it's subtitled, or you listen to it with the American?
It's dubbed, and it's dubbed over and subtitles. I use subtitles on English speaking stuff anyway, just because I like seeing, like, especially like a comedy. I like reading the joke before it's about to happen. You know, like,
all right, yeah.
I'm you know, autistic with the words in a great way. I think that's a positive. I think they're so much smarter than us in so many ways. And so, I'm still obsessed with that show, by the way. Those kids are
love on the spectrum or whatever, or something like that.
There's hope for me out there someday.
Mitch had the Burrow, I think, didn't he have a joke about like Honey Boo Boo, it's not good when you have to have subtitles for your own language.
That's funny. I have not great hearing, I think, also, I'm a subtitles. Are you subtitles? Some people fight about this a lot. I think subtitles or no subtitles.
I don't care if they're up, I'm not anti, you know, but if I'm, you mean like on an English speaking thing or like trying to watch it?
Yeah, just like in general. People are like, no, I like on some Bumble profile.
I don't want to read a movie or something like that.
I have to have subtitles on Netflix. If this, you don't, this relationship isn't going to work or whatever.
Okay, interesting. I don't know about that, but I loved Parasite. That was great. And you had to read the subtitles.
Oh, yeah, I never watched that. Actually,
oh God, that is!
You made me do a joke about it in my album, actually, because Netflix got subtitles, won an Oscar, you know, whatever.
An Oscar, Korean.
No one ever comes up to me and says like, Parasite or anything.
Oh,
you know?
Funny!
But
Koreans are winning our Oscars.
All sorts
now?
Of little.
What's that
like,
all about?
Listen to the album. All sorts of little gems in there.
Yeah, reference little galore. Hidden. Well, what should we call this episode? Toned out or
tuned out? Tony
tuned out. I love him. I wonder what he'll. Yeah, I wonder if I'll hear from him.
Tone deaf.
That's fun. All right. Well, hey, good chat. Maybe that should be every episode. We have a guest on. They listen to good jokes and then they go fuck off, and then we bullshit. And
I mean,
it'd be funny, you know.
You know, there's the jokes do need an audience.
Yeah.
Although sometimes the jokes are funny enough that I'm like, I don't really care that no one's laughing.
Yeah,
like,
be interesting.
We did an episode a couple weeks ago when Brett ghosted us, and I was like, these are just really good jokes, I think. So it works.
Well, but, we'll have to think about it. I mean, the idea of guest is then they can share it and but that doesn't ever happen.
No, and we stopped even sharing it because we're like, I don't really care. And I don't need an audience. I just need something to hold me accountable in terms of writing,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So like, it is, you know, something we should discuss here, but
probably off the podcast
someday. Hey, if you're one of the six people still listening,
what do you think?
Tell us something. You're obviously more into this than we are, but
feedback. Oh yeah, I get so many tweets every time we post an episode about
every
hey,
time you know, the podcasting is not about art, it's about messaging a club owner and having him reject you and
sharing.
God, I
want to
punch that guy
them
in the face.
Claim
they
listen and they never listen. And I'm gonna have
this album is out. You better listen.
Listen to his album.
I
want to
see
Spotify.
Screenshots. I want to be tagged in some stuff. I want to be
Yeah, Tia something. Yeah. I don't know how to say her name. She's listening today.
She's listening. And then some other girl that I matched with on Bumble is friends with her. And so now they're all chatting. And I'm like, I'll take whoever wants me first, you know, whatever. She's like, oh, that's anti-vax. So she was like, maybe I'll come to the Snohomish Maltby show. I'll bring my vax card. Ah, ha. All right.
At least she's being funny about it and not.
Yeah, the other chick, I could tell you off there, but
yeah, off air. Well, hey, pills, come see us live in Oregon, early December. And I'm gonna, now that I got this this weekend, I haven't done ads yet, but I'm gonna do them. I got it all.
Oh, you haven't started ads yet?
No, because I had Tucson. I've just had too many. I had Tucson and
too many Phoenix to keep track of. All right.
And Boise, but now those are moving and grooving.
We are selling tickets without you.
Ooh, boy, good. Well, and I have
don't even need you, Corey.
To fucking do Brad Upton's for him, and I don't have to, but
we're at 9 tickets in Eugene.
Okay.
4 in Portland, 6 in Bend.
Oh, I'm gonna that's exciting that we have that without me even doing anything yet. So that's great. All right. Follow us, Andrew J. Rivers on all the things, Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. Bye.